Joining us now on KMOJ from Minneapolis Public Schools is the Director of Extended Learning. Darren Johnson joins us this morning. And talk about, for those who don't know, Darren, what is extended learning at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Well, good morning, Freddie Bell and listeners. Extended learning happens to provide academic programs during the out-of-school time for students across Minneapolis Public Schools.
Yes, continue.
Yes, and so we are at our schools. After school, we provide transportation home, a nutritious snack provided by our nutrition center. And we partner with a variety of agencies across Minneapolis as well. And they bring in enrichment. So it's a full student-based programming and after school.
So this is not for student credit or anything like that. It's not like summer school where you're making up credits. This is to enrich a student's life.
Yes, enrich and then bring them into those academic realms with some project-based learning so the students are kind of being, they get extra time to learn and explore what they've been taught during the school day and just kind of embed those skills in another meaningful way.
Talk about the programs for students K through 8.
K through 8, those are offered once again at our schools. The students can select math, reading, science courses, along with enrichment courses that our partners, Community Education, the Y, provide to the students across the city.
Everyone, we're talking with Darren Johnson. He is the Director of Extended Learning for Minneapolis Public Schools. Can you talk about the difference between extended learning and credit recovery and who it's for?
Sure. Extended learning is kind of the overarching department area. And then our K through 8, that is our targeted services program. And then our 9-12 is our credit recovery program. So that's for those students that may need to finish up a few projects to get a passing grade in that quarter or quarters of school that they may have missed. And that is offered directly at those sites that they're currently attending.
Wow, that's pretty exciting for the students. They have, it's not one and done. You have an opportunity, if for whatever reason, you fell behind or if you want to get ahead, there's a program there for you at Minneapolis Public Schools. Can you talk about Summer Scholars? I remember this being introduced a few years ago. How's it going and what is it?
You know, our Summer Scholars program continues to grow year after year. We're very lucky here in the state of Minnesota where the state provides us funding, and so the more students we have enrolled and attending our programs, the more money comes in to expand our programming. So this summer, we have expanded. We will have our GEMS, Guides, and STEM program offered at Hmong International Academy, and then we'll also have our Discovery Learning program offered at our Bethune Community School.
Wow, so that's a real good opportunity. And what grades is this for? Is it for all grades through elementary, through high school?
Exactly. So we do partner with the Early Childhood Department, and they offer pre-K, so that's those kids that are going to be going into kindergarten in the fall. Mm-hmm. Then we have our students going into grades 1 through 5 at Hmong International Academy and Bethune. And then our current 5th through 7th graders will go over to our Northeast Middle School site. And then our current 8th graders, they can go to our Fast Track program and start earning credits early at Henry or Camden High School. And then our credit recovery program for those students currently in 9 through 12 that need to make up some credits will be offered at our Henry Camden High School as well.
So what's required for families and students to take advantage of these programs, Darren?
Well, it's one of those acronyms, the CLP, which is a continuous learning program. And what that does is it kind of lays out what does that student, your child, need to focus on this summer. It might be reading skills, math skills, social skills, And then at the high school level, it will lay out what credits, even by the quarter, that they need to recover. So when the students arrive on that first day, those teachers know exactly where to start and get working on engaging our students and expanding their academics.
All right. Is there an easy telephone number or website that our parents can take advantage of?
The website is there at Minneapolis Public Schools, and you can go over there to Extended Learning under Academics and find an easy way to enroll right online. You can also check in with your school. They can help you out. And if you're a charter school student living in Minneapolis and attending in Minneapolis, you can go onto our website. Our phone numbers, our email addresses are there, and you can look at those course descriptions and sign up your child right online.
In line with our words to the wise, be who you are, do you have a final thought for our students and families this morning?
Along with that in the proposal, I propose you all to enroll your child into a summer program and let them explore what they are going to be. Looking at some of those course descriptions, I'm sure you'll find one that your child will be eager to be attending for the 6 weeks this summer.
Well said, sir. That's Darren Johnson. He's the Director of Extended Learning for Minneapolis Public Schools. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning on KMLJ.
Have a great day, Freddie Bell.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.